As the third annual Digital Book World Conference prepares to open in New York City on January 23rd, a specially commissioned survey finds publishing industry executives facing the digital future with growing concern. Welcome, everyone, to Beyond the Book, the podcast series on the business of writing and publishing from the nonprofit Copyright Clearance Center. My name is Christopher Keneally, and joining me today from his office in New York is Digital Book World organizer Mike Shatskin, founder and CEO of the Idealogical Company. Mike, welcome back to Beyond the Book.
I'm happy to be here, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're going to get an opportunity to hear all about the survey that James McCreevy and Forrester Research conducted expressly for Digital Book World. Some of the results were previewed just yesterday in a press release, and it's a mixed picture, but data is critical to what Digital Book World is all about, I know, and you've got several programs that look at it from a variety of perspectives.
Yeah, well, we try in general when we put together conferences, Digital Book World and the others that I put together with my partner Michael Cater at Publishers Launch Conferences, we try to make data an important feature of the conferences because we are living in a time of tremendous change in an industry that keeps very sketchy records. And I don't mean that as a criticism of the industry. We have a very complicated business. So it's very difficult to answer very simple questions like what percentage of the sales are ebooks? Well, you know, what, are we talking about novels or are we talking about crafts book? And the answers would be completely different. And this is the kind of data that's very hard to pull together, and you have to triangulate your way to it. So McQuivy's Forrester Research data is the kickoff point. Later on in the program, we're going to have a presentation from A.T. Kearney, the global consulting firm that's been working with an Italian bookie retailer named Book Republic. They've been looking at ebook switchover all over the world, the distribution of devices, the movement of titles into digital form, et cetera, country by country. They've been reporting on investigating this for over a year and have reported on it at their own conference in Milan and at our conference in Frankfurt. They're going to be doing an update at Digital Book World. We took a special look at the romance genre, and we did that because our observation is that romance has proceeded faster into the digital world than any other fiction genre. And we were lucky to get the folks who run allromance.com, which is a large niche retailer for romance books, to conduct a survey for us. And 5,000 of their customers responded, which means we got a lot of data. The thing that's most interesting about it, and I don't want to steal the thunder of the presentation at Digital Book World by saying too much, but the thing that's most arresting is that there's a huge romance ebook business that's outside the big six. And the way that we know that is that all romance sells 96% of its ebooks without digital rights management, without DRM. And that means 96% of their sales are coming from other than the biggest publishers. And I think that's pretty startling. We believe in metadata as an important subject. We had set up a – last June, I went to Jonathan Knoll, who heads BookScan in the UK and also Book Data. So he has bibliographic data and sales data. And I asked him whether he could – make a connection for us between bibliographic data and sales data. And he did do some work researching this and found some really startling connections, which make it very clear that investments in metadata pay off in sales. And he'll detail that again at Digital Book World. But we put together a working session on metadata with Bill Newland of Avalon Publishing and Fran Tulin of Firebrand Technology. And the first few hundred registrants for Digital Book World indicated that metadata was the session that they were most interested in attending, which I think is a change from years past. And then finally, at Digital Book World, we're going to have a presentation from Verso Media. And they've also done presentations for us before. They look at book purchasing and book buyers. And the thing that they've found, which really is interesting, is that the number of people who say never to ebook reading has gone up from 49% to 51% in the last year, which which is a real change because shock, because so many people, more people are reading ebooks, but yet of those who are not, it seems like the determination not to is hardening. So, and finally, Kelly Gallagher, who's vice president in charge of research at Bowker, is going to be presenting data from their ongoing survey of readers, and they are finding, I believe, that there's a slowdown in the ebook switchover, which is going to be of great interest to everybody. And last but not least, I need to add that we have a Monday conference for publishers launch tied in the digital book world called Children's Books Go Digital. And at that conference, we will have two trends experts talking about data trending as regards to children's books. So the two or three days that you spend at Digital Book World, you get a lot of new information that is hard to get and hard to get anywhere else.
Well, I think that's a great point, and data clearly is an important piece of this. It's a digital world, and digital worlds exist in the data world. There's no getting around it.
Right. That's right. And also, because it's changing so much, that's the thing. It's like, from myself, I've been expecting that the ebook switchover would continue at the doubling pace that it's been for a while longer. But clearly it slowed down in 2011. And I think that'll be clear when we get Kelly Gallagher's presentation. So if it's no longer doubling every year, that is good news for bookstores. It's good news for publishers that depend on print as part of their value proposition. And it's bad news if for people who are counting on this to become an all-digital world very, very quickly. It's going to be a little slower than some of us thought.
Well, an important part, Michael, of what you try to do with Digital Book World is look at the whole spectrum of the industry, and retailing is, of course, critical. I understand one of the sessions last year, you actually predicted the demise of Borders. What kind of news can we expect from Digital Book World Conference this year about the retailing sector?
Well, we have presentations coming from on the main stage from Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, and two fledgling ebook retailers, both started by the big publishers, Bookish in the United States and Anobi in the United Kingdom. And what I'm expecting to learn from the three veteran ebook retailers, that is Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Kobo, is what they saw this Christmas. And I think part of that has to do with new devices. All of them have tablet-like devices that should present illustrated and children's book material much better than what we've been used to from e-ink. So we'll be certainly interested to see if there's been any uptick in sales of illustrated material. That's going to be a very important barometer of the future. And so in general, though, we're expecting them to tell us how much we can expect ebook sales to rise next year based on the number of new devices they've placed. And one of the things that I'm going to be interested in, I don't know if any of them will tell us, is how many of the devices they've been placing are replacement devices and how many of them are new ebook consumers. Anobi and Bookish are interesting because they are funded by major publishers. Penguin is a player on both sides of the Atlantic. There are three players on each side. Penguin has two different partners with Bookish in the U.S. and Anobi in the U.K. These publishers want to use these new retailers to promote discovery. So I think that what we're going to be hearing from Anobi and Bookish is what they're going to be doing to make it easier for people to shop, to replace the virtue of the brick-and-mortar store for introducing people to their next read quickly and easily.
Well, it's interesting, Mike, how important the device is to the success of all of this. And I have to point out to people that at the very first Digital Book World Conference, now just 2 years ago, 2010, this is going to be the third one coming up on January 23rd, 2012, everybody had to pause for a moment to watch Steve Jobs hold up the iPad for the very first time. And I thought that was just a moment of serendipity that no one could have planned for. But what is interesting looking back now over the last 2 years is that the iPad hasn't taken over the world. It's certainly carved out an important part of the digital book world, but there's a lot more space for other devices as well.
You know, I wrote a post about that time called something like The Importance of Apple is Not in the Device, which has first of all turned out to be somewhat more prescient than many of my posts have been, even though I aim for prescience. But secondly, it's been one of the most read of all my posts over the last 2 years. And my point was that what Apple really did was allow the introduction of the agency model, and that that was more important than their device for e-reading. And I think that what Apple's done with both the iPad and the iPhone is extend the number of devices that people can read on and allow them to switch from one thing to another, because all of the stores have apps that work on the Apple devices but also work on other devices, and of course they work on their own devices. So I think that you're right that, I mean, ebook reading is entirely dependent on devices. If you don't have a device, you're not going to be ebook reading. And in fact, ebooks didn't really take off until, for years there were ebooks and people reading them on their PCs, but until there was a successful device, i.e. the Kindle, ebook sales didn't really start to take off. And then, of course, the Nook and the Kobo devices have fueled the fire. And I would say that the iPad and the iPhone have fueled the fire, but they have not. On their own would not be creating the ebook revolution that we're seeing.
Well, those posts you described, Mike Shatzkin, are all online at the Shatzkin Files. We're chatting right now with Mike Shatzkin, founder and CEO of the Idealogical Company, giving us a preview of the Digital Book World Conference coming to New York City on January 23rd. And there's a special program you call eBooks for Everyone Else. What can we expect to hear at DBW from that?
Well, we did a program called eBooks for Everyone Else in New York in September and in San Francisco in November. And the point was that everyone else meant if you don't have a big IT department. That is, ebooks for people who can't just turn all the technology problems over to a lot of experts like they do in the big companies. And those programs were very successful. And they were so successful that we've essentially decided to repeat the eBooks for Everyone Else program as breakout sessions at Digital Book World. So we're going to have our two great production geniuses, Ron Martinez of Airbook and Joshua Talent of eBook Architects, talking about how you make them, eBook production and design. We're going to have Iris Blasi and Lori Culwell, who are digital marketers, talking about digital marketing, including social network marketing, and its importance for eBooks. And then we're going to have a unit on distribution, which is going to be done by Michael Cater at Publishers Lunch. And this is really extending some research Michael did for our San Francisco conference, looking at all of the vast array of potential distribution partners that you can get if you're a small publisher or an author to help you with distribution, and the wide range of services they offer and the wide range of different charges you might face. And I think that if the metadata session may have been the number one session that in the pre-enrollment, but I think that this distribution session by Michael Cater is also going to be standing room only at the breakout. So this is not, these sessions are probably not for the big publisher people. They're more likely to be for authors and agents and smaller publishers, but I think they're going to be extremely valuable and well attended by many of the digital book world people.
Well, I think that's a great point to make, Michael, which is that certainly there's a lot of people there from the big six and from the sort of the leaders in all of this, at least size-wise, but this is an industry now, because of the digitization, that is opening its doors to all manner of small players.
Well, in fact, one of the things about ebooks that we speculate and which we think is true is that it levels the playing field and dilutes the advantage of size. And in fact, the big publishers are looking very hard for things that do require scale, for them to put in their quiver as their unique arrows. And so, for example, the big publishers talk a lot about piracy, partly because they're spending significant money paying a tributor to take down pirate files as they appear elsewhere. Now, we don't know, and I have never seen data to prove, how much that takedown process actually protects sales and adds to sales. But certainly the big publishers want to believe it does, because it's something that not everybody can afford to do, that they can afford to do. And it gives an author a reason to be with them if they think that's important. So definitely there are a lot of smaller players who are active in this game and are optimistic about their future because of it. And I don't really know the stats, but a lot of the people who come to Digital Book World are not from Big Six publishers, even though I think we're the most important conference of the year for those who are.
Well, Mike, finally, there's a player that has been around the book world for quite a long time and is making its presence felt in the digital book world, and that's the library system. Are you going to have any discussions about their role in all of this and how the publishing industry can meet the challenge of providing digital books to libraries?
We are going to do that. We have three sessions on libraries, which are breakout sessions, which I believe are covering what are the three top-of-mind questions. The first one is the future for print books in public libraries. Because as ebook take-up grows, the budgets are now being split, and there's going to be less money for buying print, and that could be important to publishers, and particularly important to the big publishers who at the moment are reluctant to sell ebooks to libraries. So we're going to have a session on that. Then we're going to have a session on discovery and the library's role in promoting discovery, which is more and more important as there are fewer and fewer bookstores. And the third session on the library unit goes to exactly the point that you were raising, Chris, which is what's the business model that can work? And the major publishers have been extremely reluctant to offer their books for circulation through libraries, feeling that it's going to hurt their retail channel, that it's just too easy for people to switch over to a library website from a retailer website if they're going to avoid paying. So we're going to have several players, including 3M, which is coming in with a whole new idea, which is to make devices themselves available to the libraries, so the patron actually takes a device home to read the book on and has to bring the device back to the library. And we're also going to have a representative of a library system in Colorado that is building their own library lending capability so that they're not dependent on an aggregator like Overdrive or 3M to deliver the system, but that they can have their own system and purchase directly. And Douglas County Libraries in Colorado is making that system available to other libraries as well. So these are the three big subjects, we think, and we are covering them at Digital Book World.
Well, if, Mike, as that survey that James McGribby and Forrester Research conducted for Digital Book World, if it found that publishing industry executives are facing the future with concern, I suppose the best prescription would be some really hard information. You're going to be providing that to everyone at the third annual Digital Book World Conference coming to New York City, January 23rd through the 25th. Mike Schatzkin, who is the organizer for the conference and founder and CEO of the Ideological Company, thank you so much for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Thanks for the opportunity to tell your audience about what we're doing, Chris. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Glad to have you on, and we look forward to seeing you there coming up later this month. We'll tell everybody that Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, like Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at our website, copyright.com/beyondthebook. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.